Reuters.
The bodies of four young Palestinian children killed along with their mother while they ate breakfast. An Israeli missile ripped through their Gaza home, killing five members of the family and another adult. The youngest child was a toddler of 18 months. The eldest was just five. A relative, Abu Mohammed, survived the attack.
What happened is we were sitting and having breakfast here, and now we are here to pick up their body parts.
The Palestinian Prime Minister, Salam Fayyad, condemned the killings from his West Bank headquarters in Ramallah.
I completely condemn these barbaric acts which are being committed against our people in Gaza on a daily and continuous basis, which are also touching the innocent children.
According to the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, Palestinian children living in Gaza are bearing the main consequences of the Israeli Defense Forces' continual shelling and military operations. More than half of Gaza's population is under 18. That's almost a million children, and scores are being killed every year. The Israeli military is currently carrying out operations in Beit Hanun, from where several Palestinian missiles were launched into southern Israel earlier on Monday. An Islamic Jihad fighter was killed during exchanges in the town. Tensions are running high in Gaza following Israel's rejection of a Hamas truce. Last week, the Islamist movement, which controls the coastal strip, offered Israel a six-month pause if the Jewish state lifted its economic blockade. But the Israeli government dismissed the proposal as a ruse, saying Hamas was looking to rearm and regroup. Helen Long, Reuters.